My family went to the state fair a few days ago. I really love it. I love the sensory overload, smells of cotton candy, barbecue and the petting zoo, sights on the fairway of blinking lights, spinning wheels, and women with tattooed legs. Sounds of the barkers calling you to the sideshows, over background of thrilling screams, pumped in music, and engines driving the rides. I have gone to this fair almost every year since ninth grade, the year I kissed a boy named Bobby on the Ferris wheel. In those years, I have gone from being dizzy and euphoric on the rides to watching everything around me clearly, so I don't lose track of my children. This year, I watched my 9-year-old son pull away and sit alone to wait for his little brother on the bench, trying to soak it all in. Just after dark, he came up to me and said, "Mama, I'm lonely here." Even though there were thousands of people around us, I had probably spent $100 making sure the kids were having fun. I knew he was right. If you let yourself really see, feel it, the fair is lonely. I gave him a hug, imagining the long path he was going to travel and all the fairs he would endure as he tried to figure out what it means to be alive in this world. He could see beyond the lights and hear more than the loud music. He could see the man with gray hair sweeping up behind the teens who had thrown cigarette butts on the pavement. He could see that it was kind of depressing for me to hand $5 to a young man guessing ages and weights to have him tell me I look like I'm in my late 30s. He could see the fragility of the feelings between two young people who were getting their names airbrushed on matching shirts in a heart that said forever. He could see, maybe for the first time, the young and the old, the crippled and the poor, the drunk and the lonely, all thrown together with every sort and condition of person, riding in bumper cars, shooting hoops, and eating peanuts. The fair reminds me of all the spinning wheels in my life. When we are gifted with seeing them, we know there is sadness, but we still enjoy the ride. I pray that my son, though he may feel lonely at the fair, will understand that there are whole communities of people who will ride with him.